your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, and your calls can be about anything. So, again, 800-259-9231. I'm going to start things out here tonight by continuing a discussion that we had last week. We got into an email from Richard about doctor-assisted suicide, and he wanted to lay down his reasons for why he opposes doctor-assisted suicide, and it's what he wanted to point out is that he opposes it on reasons that have nothing to do with religious basis. Because when I had initially talked about it a while back on the show, I was just kind of wondering why would anybody oppose doctor-assisted suicide except for some crazy religious beliefs. It seems like it's a really humane idea. I mean, the idea that somebody who is in terminal pain, somebody who has a terminal illness of some sort and is living out their days in just horrific pain, they should be able to take their own lives. It seems like a no-brainer to me. And so Richard has enumerated his points.
Well, now, as I recall from this email, now I'm not saying that I believe that entirely all the people out there are against doctor-assisted suicide because of religious reasons. I know that a friend of mine has expressed some reasons he didn't like, and basically, having to do with eugenics and getting rid of the people that, for whatever reason, the society didn't value that much. But this guy's points seem to be far more based on organ selling.
The first two, yeah, these got
than they did on doctor-assisted suicide, and right. I never felt a clear link between those two.
Well, I guess the link is he doesn't believe that you own yourself, and so all in the same category of your body and things you can and cannot do with it, as far as what Richard would say you can and can't do with it. So he doesn't want you to be able to kill yourself, nor does he want you to be able to sell your organs. And you're right, Mark. His first two of his 5 points were about the organ sales. We left off in the midst of his third point, where he's talking about how he's concerned about, for instance, depressed people, and how if he doesn't believe that one should just be able to walk into a doctor's office and say, "Doc, I'm hating life.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to kill me." Doesn't think that should happen. And I pointed out that while there's no way that I don't think that we can prevent that situation from occurring, nor would I attempt to. I think if there's a doctor that wants to provide that kind of a service for a client, I think they should be free to do that. But I think most doctors are going to be very cautious about it. I think that most people are going to, if there is a suicide option available for people, there's going to be a process that they're going to have to go through, maybe get in, possibly sit down with a counselor for a session just to talk to somebody, maybe have a mandatory waiting period as far as not from the government, but in the doctor's office. The doctor's right. office would have this as policy to make sure that they were doing what the individual wanted, to consult with family, to assure them that, to check that
all
they
the doctors
want this.
I've ever met would not do this. They just wouldn't do it.
Like, take $100 and just knock somebody
sure,
off?
Sure, here you go.
Yeah,
here's some pills.
Within them walking into the office in an hour,
right.
They're dead.
I can't imagine any doctor allowing somebody to do it, period.
So, even if the person had thought about it for weeks and they had totally made up their mind, the doctor is not going to want to do that because the family could still come in and claim, look, you talked him into it, or you were to blame here, and we're going to sue you or come after you in some way.
That's why I think bringing the family in and having them sign off on some paperwork as well would be an important part of the process.
The question you have to ask yourself is, today, with doctor-assisted suicide being illegal here in the United States, are depressed people that want to kill themselves unable to kill themselves?
That's a great question.
Really. I mean, that's the other question that one needs to ask, because if I wanted to kill myself tonight, I could do that. It's just an option of mine. And
sure.
There's nothing that anybody could do about it.
Nope.
So if a doctor wanted, if I got some pills from a doctor after, months of counseling or whatever, in order to do it a little more cleanly and be a little more prepared than, say, drinking a fifth of Jack and saying, yeah, I'm going to take care of this problem now.
If doctor-assisted suicide were legal, do you suppose people in the military would have that option open to them?
Well, the military people don't own themselves.
Right, they own the military.
Well, right, but they have some of the highest suicide rates they've ever been facing. And again,
is that right?
Yeah, when the government, when people start to see that look, these guys would rather kill themselves than face this contract of slavery that they've agreed to, what would change?
Well, he says depression is a mental illness. You would allow doctors to prescribe medicine to a depressed person to kill themselves because it's their right to kill themselves. Maybe they're depressed about their wife leaving them. Why shouldn't they just be able to go to a doctor and ask him to write them a prescription for death? What's wrong with that? What happens is patients, against the advice of their doctors, will demand the medicine when they are clearly in a mental state where they are not making rational decisions.
Wait a second. In a free market, a patient cannot demand medicine from a doctor. A doctor gets to decide what medicine he prescribes to a patient, whether or not that patient doesn't.
But that's not to say that the patient couldn't go and buy a bunch of aspirin and take them. So you don't need
or
to
whatever.
Have
But he blamed it on the doctor. He said that somehow there needs to be a doctor involved here, and there doesn't.
No.
There doesn't need to be a doctor involved today for suicide, and if you're depressed, and you won't need it in a free market either.
He says allowing the freedom for doctors to prescribe suicide medicines would lead to innumerable deaths of which should have been treated with other medication. People do not just kill themselves. It's a mental illness that's more complicated than just the freedom to do what you want.
Agreed.
So I think that he is just really paranoid about doctors here. Maybe he knows some real shifty doctors or something like that. And I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure, in the world of doctors, there are probably some who would just go ahead and take some money to off somebody. But you're right. The liabilities would seem to be too risky. Most doctors care about people. The ones that I've met, they really have a real heartfelt concern for their patients. And they want to make sure that their patients are getting the right kind of care. And so I think that all the things that we talked about would be gone through at most legitimate kind of upfront medical clinics. You're not going to be able to just walk in the door and be dead in an hour. It just doesn't seem to me like the market that's what the market is demanding or they would get from established medical professionals. These got a couple more points, but we're going to go to your phone calls. Chris is on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm going to switch it up for a moment here and let you guys in on something I figured out this weekend. I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Help everybody out. I came across a new program on my phone. I got a Android phone, which is the new Google operating system for phones. Anyway, the program is made for streaming podcasts. So, for example, you could listen to, like, Free Talk Live, on it live.
Excellent.
Instead of tuning into the radio if you can't. But anyway, I was poking around, and there's a bunch of different stations that you can just kind of flip through and browse through, and I found one for the LAPD police scanner radio. So I was like, well, that's pretty cool, and I was messing around a little bit, and I was like, it'd be much better, though, if it was my own town. So
yeah.
I went online, and I poked around for a little while, and if you go online, you can pretty much find out any police radar is pretty much streamed live. You just have to go look around a little bit on the search engine, and you can find it.
Scan America.
And basically now, I've got it on my phone, so I can listen into the police radar anytime I'm out.
So cool. So cool. ScanAmerica.us is one of the, I think, the more popular websites where people who are just scanner buffs will put their scanners online, and so pretty much every major market around the country, you can guarantee you'll be able to listen to a police scanner from your area. And smaller markets, it may be up to you to start your own. In fact, we're working on something like that up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. I can't really say much more than that at this time, but I think that's a great little bit of activism is to put the police on the internet so people can tune into them. And I also have the same setup. I can tune into the police scanner in this area from my BlackBerry, so anywhere I am, I can listen to what's going on. And
that's
it's I mean, around here, we're not in a very high population area, so there's not a lot of action. But when it's there, it's on, and people can listen to it. The tricky thing is a lot of police departments around the country are using digital encoded trunk tracking or trunked systems that you need to have more expensive scanners to receive. So if you're in a more rural area, odds are you're not going to come up against that. But if you're trying to set up your own scanner, make sure you do your homework first to research the kind of system that the police have in your area and ensure that you get the right product. They'll tune that in. I thank you for the call tonight. Great ideas. 800-259-9231. So if that doesn't exist for your area, that's one of those things that you could pick up the ball on. It doesn't cost a whole lot, a few hundred bucks, and you're in the game. Stream it out, and anybody can tune in. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by friends at SACL CAI. We'll tell you more about them in a little bit. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, including Facebook. We've got a Facebook fan page, and you can join up. You can become a fan, as it is called. Simply go to facebook.freetalklive.com and click the Become a Fan link. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. As we continue with your calls about what you want, it's Adam in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, guys. I just have a story that happened to me this weekend on the 4th of July. I'm from Avon, Minnesota. Kind of where Garrison Keillor started his Lake Wobegon Trail, Prairie Home Companion, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So we pride ourselves on being...
So are all the women big and tough there and all the men sensitive, as he Garrison Keillor mentions?
Yeah, and...
That's nice.
I consider myself above average, so I'd say so. And to kind of show people... Well, he had his 35th anniversary here of the show. Our town is population 1,000 people. For this thing on the 4th of July, over 12,000 people showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's got a popular show.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Garrison Keillor.
NPR. Prairie
Home Companion.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. So 12,000 people are coming out for this thing. We actually initially thought that there'd be 5,000. So me and my friend Cole, we're going to go backpacking through Europe next year. We thought it'd be a good way to raise money by handing out lemonade. Well, here we didn't want to buy a permit, as you might guess a few reasons for that. So we decided to give out free lemonade instead and just ask for donations.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, we got there. We put a lot of hours into this really intricate lemonade stand. We put it up on the public property there. We got permission from the police, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they said, this public property, you guys don't need a permit. You aren't selling anything. You're giving out free lemonade.
Got it.
And we thought with all these 12,000 people here, that would really kind of show people how kind we are. There are people from New York, from Connecticut, all over the country. So we're going to give out free lemonade. That obviously made some people upset. And the person
Why?
In charge of selling the vendor permits came over and told us that we needed to move and get out of there.
Oh, okay. So this Garrison Keillor guy was having a whole event with different vendor tables and things like that, but he was holding it on public property. So you guys came in without talking to their people, and you set up your own table. How close were you to their area?
Well, the funny thing is, we made our stand that said Lake Wobegon Lemonade. We spelled it wrong. We put Wabegon or whatever to avoid copyright stuff. And all the Garrison Keillor people were absolutely fine with it.
Okay.
They came and posed for pictures with us. They thought it was funny. They donated some money for, the lemonade stand. The people that were upset, like I said, were the people who were supposed to be in charge of the vendor permits. One of which, the main lady in charge, is actually my neighbor.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So she came over, didn't know I was involved. She was yelling at my friend, or not yelling, raising her voice at my friend. He needed to leave. And she saw my face, thought it was me. She tried to be nicer about it, but she still said we needed to get out of there.
How much were they charging for a vendor permit?
I never asked that. We actually did go to the city hall the day before at about 3 o'clock. They closed at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Nobody was there.
Oh, but wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean a permit. A vendor table. Like, how much did you even talk to her at all about possibly going and getting set up in their vendor area and what that would have cost, or you just didn't even care to ask?
No, we did not. We did go to the city hall the day before at 3, but
you figured it's public property. If you want to give away lemonade, what's the big deal, right? And so she tried to basically say, well, this isn't public property while we're here?
Pretty much. They said that we should have notified them ahead of time.
Well, you know, it probably wouldn't have hurt. I mean, it is their event, and you guys were kind of nudging your way in, and certainly you were doing something nice. But I could see why she was. I can see why she was upset. But at the same time, it is public property. If you want to hold an event on public property, then you need to be ready for somebody else to show up like that. If you don't want that to happen, you need to make a deal with somebody who has a piece of private land and go and do it there, and then you can kick whoever you want.
Yeah, I've noticed there's events on public property around, and you know, being part of the public, I haven't gotten my check.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. So did you guys end up moving? How'd this resolve itself?
Well, we told them that we had permission from the cops to be there. We were on public property. We were just giving out free lemonade. At that point, we took our donation jar down because
mm-hmm.
We didn't want to make them more mad. We actually even volunteered to donate all the money we made to the Women of Avon group because they were supporting us. We helped them and a couple other people set up their stands because we were being nice to everyone around there.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they went and got some man that I recognized, but I didn't know who he was. I knew that he could possibly be high up in the whole bureaucracy thing here at Avon. And he basically came out and intimidated us and yelled at us.
Oh, boy.
And told us to get out of there.
Or else what?
At first, he was just like, you need to leave. I kind of was joking with him, and I asked him if he... Well, I said that we were taking part in the free market, and we were creating competition among other vendors by handing out our free lemonade. And then I asked him if he thought it was kind of ironic he was condemning Adam Smith's economic principles and capitalism on the 4th of July.
What did he say?
He got really... I kind of think it went over his head, but he knew that I was kind of... joking about it, and he told us we had 15 minutes to get out of there, or he would come out and get us out.
He was going to physically remove you.
I don't know if he would have physically removed us, but he insinuated that he would physically remove our stand.
That is outrageous. So you guys back down, or did you make a stand there and stay?
Unfortunately... This is about an hour and a half after the whole argument ended. Cole and I weren't having fun anymore. We decided to pack it up and leave.
Well, so 15 minutes, so an hour and a half went by after he had talked to you, or how long was it after he had threatened you that you left?
An hour and 15 minutes went by since those first women started yelling at us, and we went back and forth and talked to the cops and mm-hmm. all this other stuff, and then they finally got him. And he said we had 15 minutes. I sat down and drank a glass of lemonade. And eventually, 5 minutes later, we packed up and left.
Boy, what a jerk. Exactly. He deserved a camera in his face, in my opinion. That's one thing.
I wish I would have. I'm a film major. I wish I would have had my camera on me.
It's a shame. That's why I love having the BlackBerry. Even though the video quality is absolute crap, it's there with me at all times. And so if something like that develops, all I have to do is reach to my hip, press a few buttons, and I'm recording and live to the internet.
Yeah, and when that phone comes out, people's behavior changes. It just they don't want to be seen as this big jerk on the internet to anybody that wants to watch.
You're going to show their true selves to the rest of the world, and absolutely that will change their behavior. I highly recommend the next time you attempt something like that, bring something along with you. You know, a little handy cam or pocket flip cam or something like that. You don't have to go all the way to get some really great footage, because as long as the footage is interesting, even if it looks like crap, people will still watch it. Thanks for the call, dude. Sorry to hear about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam. And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website. In fact, just put up the brand new torrent over the weekend. And we have moved away from the Pirate Bay's tracker in protest of the fact that they've sold out. So we had to find a new torrent tracker. And
that'll show them.
Yeah, no, it won't. But anyway,
how many millions of dollars do they get?
$8 million.
That'll teach them.
Pretty
we'll
sweet.
We'll pull
huh?
our business away from those guys for taking that $8 million check. That'll show them.
Well, they're no longer in charge. They sold the business. So the torrent is up. That means you can grab the entire month of June all in one fell swoop, and it's free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go back for an entire year's worth of torrents and get them all free at freetalklive.com. Okay, we're going to continue taking your calls. Steve is on the line in Texas, and Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
So many great topics today, but on this issue of the doctor's assisted suicide.
Yes, sir.
In a free society, this is totally unnecessary. In a free society, all you'd need to do is just go down to your local corner store and pick up a lethal dose of morphine or heroin. There's no need to beg permission from a doctor.
Well, you know, there I think is some value to having a suicide service, whether it's a doctor that performs it or somebody else, some suicide company, to where you could go and have the body taken away. That way somebody doesn't have to come and find you. And I don't know.
Doctor's not doing that.
Okay, so I wouldn't really have any,
they've got
any
the body removal
with
service.
That of a suicide service, but I certainly don't see a doctor. I think the proper role of a doctor is to save your life and to help you, and it's turned into this perverted thing where you got to go beg permission from a doctor to get a prescription because of our authoritarian drug laws.
If you're suffering in horrible pain and you don't want this to continue and there's no hope of it getting any better and your quality of life is just in the toilet, wouldn't a doctor be helping somebody that chose that wanted to end their life at that point?
Well, that's what, again, I don't think that it's necessary to go to a doctor.
But maybe it is. What if I don't know what a lethal dose?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you have the same thing you have with, like, the back corner abortions where people do it wrong and end up making things worse, making their situation worse?
Right,
a doctor could do it correctly.
What if I am somebody who, hold on a second, what if I am somebody who does not like the idea of taking heroin or something like that? Perhaps I don't want to be inebriated or intoxicated prior to my death. Perhaps I just want to go out in a, what some might think, a more dignified fashion, then if you go into a doctor, they will know, based on your body weight and that sort of thing, what an appropriate dose and what the appropriate chemical would be to make it as easy as possible, rather than having to go and, you know, shove a bunch of heroin into your veins or something like that. It could be a much more...
You don't necessarily have to take heroin or morphine through your veins. You could, I'm sure if it were a free market and you'd be able to ingest a large amount of liquid or some other form.
But do you see what I'm saying? I, as a layman, may not understand all of that. I may not understand what a lethal dose is, nor may I want to go through the process of taking a lethal dose of one of those drugs when I could take a drug that is designed for the purpose of killing me. Do you see where I'm coming from? And whether
yes,
it's the doctor that prescribes that or not.
I would concur with that, but I don't think that would... If we had a free market in drugs, and if there were a free market in availability, and it was readily accessible, this would not be an issue at all. It would not be, oh, we need to go to a doctor to get a prescription for a lethal dose of whatever. It would be a relatively easy matter to take care of yourself.
No. There wouldn't necessarily be a prescription system in a free market. You would go to the doctor to get advice. I mean, they would be in an advisory role because you would be able to go to the pharmacy and pick up whatever drug was available.
So, yeah, you could go buy
in today's society, with the wide availability of Internet, that information would be quite easy to acquire.
I'm with the caller on this one. I mean, they're probably in the free market. There are some people that call a plumber to unclog a drain.
Yeah.
It happens. However, those people are wasting their stinking money.
You're going to kill yourself. Who cares?
So, I mean, you go get...
It's the less money you'll ever spend.
You go to the store. You buy the heroin just like you could 75 years ago in the store.
Yeah.
You drink a lethal dose, whammo bammo. It's not that hard to find a lethal dose of heroin, I swear to God.
But a lot
it was 100
people,
years ago.
A lot of people will go and...
It was 100 years ago where you could go buy a lethal dose of heroin.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to say I was detained at the border again a few days back. The first guy, he gave me a lecture, and then he sent me on to the secondary inspection to inspect my bag. And... you do not need a passport, okay? I want everybody that's listening to know
you do not need a passport
to enter this country.
You're the gentleman that walked over the border and called us. Tell us about that.
Yes.
Okay.
I've done it. This is going on my eighth time I've done it, and I since June 1st, when they say you're required by law to have a passport, you do not need a passport. I just show my 2-year expired Texas driver's license, and the first guy, he gave me a lecture, gave me the papers, told me I'm non-compliant, pointed all the things out, and I just shook my head yes. And then the next guy, he said, and they all pointed, oh yeah, he keeps doing this over and over, you know, they know me personally, every single one of them. And the next guy, he said, when are you, you know, with an angry face, he said, when are you going to get a passport? Are you going to get a passport? And I said, am I free to go? And he said, no, you're not free to go until you answer my question. And I said, oh, are you detaining me? And he said, yes, I'm detaining you until you answer my question. And I said, okay.
And then I took out my book to start reading it, and then he grabbed my book from me and took it away, and he had a very angry face. And then
How dare you disrespect his authority?
What was that?
I said, how dare you disrespect his authority?
I kind of made myself comfortable, and he said, don't sit down. You don't sit down there. And then, you know, all the people, they're passing me by, and they're watching this. And then after a few more minutes, he says, I got all day. I'm going to be here till 12 o'clock midnight, and you're going to just wait here until I finish my shift or you answer my question.
He's trying to scare
you. I'm going to win this one because I'm going to wait here till he finishes his shift. And I saw another guy came after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Another guy came after he talked to his supervisor. I guess his supervisor told him he has to let – he was – and told him to let me go. So it was only about 25 minutes this time.
Nice.
And then he let me go.
Nice.
So you
well
do
done.
Not need a passport. Now, it would help tremendously if more people did not comply. I can see it. Non-compliance is the solution.
Absolutely. I am in complete agreement with you on this point, and that is that the more people that we can get to just say no to just a few things, not everything all at once, but to just start saying no and just experimenting with.
And Sam, I want to compliment you, too, on your latest video with Ian and the dollar bills. I heard about it on a previous show, but, man, when I saw it, that was just great when you went after the cop with the camera. I really enjoyed that.
Well,
maybe it doesn't serve a purpose. You know, a lot of people say, oh, those free staters or whatever. But I'll tell you, I enjoyed it. It was a great.
You're never going to make everybody happy. I mean, there are always going to be people that don't like the fact that you're upsetting the apple cart. They don't like the fact that you're out there speaking up and drawing attention to the depravity of the system. They would much rather keep their head in the sand and pretend like everything is copacetic. It's nonsense.
Yeah, but the fact is, if that cop hadn't come up there with his gun and pushed us out, people would have gotten to see how he gets his paycheck, and that's what he's willing to do to ensure that he gets paid. And I think that's important to show people.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for me to do the small
amount
of.
It ended up good, and I wasn't the only one that enjoyed it. I sent it to a few other people, and they really got a kick out of it too.
Great, Steve. Thanks for that. I appreciate your call tonight. Keep up the great work out there.
It's an opportunity for me to do the small amount of critique that I have for this video, and it's a small amount.
Okay.
Like chasing after the cop, the only thing that I was thinking was perhaps you could have been addressing issues as to the law and start asking him some questions on that. For one, you would have engaged him for a longer period of time because
he was walking away.
Okay, that's fine. Then you know
he was ready to get out.
May not be true, but you know they had no business kicking you out.
Yeah,
that's a public place. You were filming public servants.
He would have been arrested probably. Although that cop did not want to arrest him.
He was
all alone.
Absolutely, but like that cop had no business kicking him out. And I think that Sam of anyone would have been able to ask some questions about why he was doing it, rather than the sort of the idea of the force of the system. It's sort of old news to the police around here.
You should come bring a camera next time, Mark, and
whatever.
Get a shot. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. The features are completely free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You may believe that debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, repositioning companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial control. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Richard has emailed the show enumerating his reasons why he is against doctor-assisted suicide. There are two that remain, and so we'll continue here, and you're welcome to comment or bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Number four, he says, you say the government should not be involved in the medical field. Well, it is, and I highly doubt that will change anytime soon. So by passing legislation that allows doctors to prescribe medicine to someone should their quality of life be bad enough starts quite a slippery slope, says Richard. I heard your argument on the radio that the problem is not suicide, it's the government. Perhaps you're right. However, if government is the problem, shouldn't the responsible thing be to get the government out of assisted suicide before you pass an assisted suicide law? Get the government out of assisted suicide. I don't see how the government is in assisted suicide beyond the fact that it's prohibiting it in most places. So
I suppose that the government is in the AMA and, you know, the doctor regulations and all that stuff. The government is hip deep in, you know, the medical industry. He says, that's what he's talking about.
He says, passing an assisted suicide law before you get the problem as you see it out of the way doesn't make much sense. It's like installing a new window in a house whose foundation is sinking. I guess what he's saying is he's suggesting that we get the government out of the medical field entirely before going ahead and having this assisted suicide thing. Look, I think
that's brilliant, Ian.
What?
It's brilliant what you're saying. You figured it all out.
Oh, right. I don't think it's brilliant what he's saying. I think that what he's saying is a very difficult process, and in the meantime, people are going to be suffering. And so if an assisted suicide law comes up, much in the same way that the gay marriage issue came up here in New Hampshire recently, sure, I think everybody on this show would like to see the government step the hell out of marriage entirely and shut down whatever marriage licensing bureaucracy that there is. But in the meantime, if there is something that can be done that can make the system that does exist fair to people who are of a homosexual persuasion, as far as if they want to go ahead and, for whatever reason, get a government marriage license, they should be able to go and do that. That's how I feel about it, and I realized that was an issue that split a lot of freedom activists.
Well, hang on. Why wouldn't you support net neutrality legislation then?
Can you explain what that is?
It requires the service providers not to offer a differentiation of service based on, you know, tiers or whatever.
That would be a requirement on those business owners, whereas the government marriage thing is just a piece of paper.
Out of it.
It's just a piece of paper.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is freedom activists here in New Hampshire, some of them supported the gay marriage thing and some of them did not. The reason why some supported it was because, well, it allows at least these people to have equal access to what is a silly system.
And so when it's relaxing or expanding what the government allows people to do, you would support that. But when it's restricting what the private market can do or can or cannot do, then that's something
I think
oppose.
So. I mean, it's a reluctant support. Obviously, I have my preferences as to what I'd like to see, but nobody's proposing to get the government out of marriage at this time.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, homosexuals should be able to have that access should they want to take it. I wouldn't take it if I were them, but if that's what they want. And so the same thing with assisted suicide. He's saying in his point here, well, why don't you guys just get the government out of medicine entirely before you go through with this? Why would you want to pass a law that just kind of changes the system? And it's because of compassion. It's because people who are in pain today should have the option, as they do. I believe it's Washington State where it's legal. Is it Washington and Oregon? It's one or the other, or perhaps both. But there are only a couple of places in America where one can actually go to the doctor and kill oneself. And I don't think that they are having this problem that he's suggesting, where people are just walking in and doctors are just offing people without any kind of assessment.
You know, and it doesn't make sense to really push hard to get government out of the medical system completely, at least with the mainstream America that's out there, because they believe that we need government involvement in healthcare to make sure it's fair or you know, whatever.
It would make more sense to build an alternative system at the same time.
To build an alternative system, or to take it like this. Pick one of these smaller issues, raise awareness with people, show them, look, here's where the government falls short, here's how it could be better in the private market, so that they come around gradually, because, you know, saying, hey, let's get the government out of healthcare, out of marriage altogether is just too big for people to comprehend at this point.
He says, you're singing the praises, or he says, excuse me, it's...
Right. Before you go on with that, I wanted to make one point. This is, the gentleman is doing what you call obfuscation. He's trying to divert your attention away from the issue, assisted suicide, which, you know, he is against, by saying, whoa, you've got to fix the whole medical industry before you go in there and fix this little part here. Mm. It's like fixing a window on a house that's sinking.
Yeah.
Well, the house is sinking, I'll give you that, but we'll be the medical industry, it'll come back even if the government does some terrible things to medical science here in the meantime. Don't worry.
So, yeah, he does say it's like installing a new window in a house whose foundation is sinking. You're singing the praises of the new window when it's bound to crack at some point in the future. Sure, now assisted suicide sounds like a good idea, but what about 20 years down the road when government involvement in medicine has expanded dramatically and we operate under a government healthcare system? An individual people from the government will be forced to determine whether or not your quality of life is worth the expenditure to the general government and would be making the decisions for you for the greater good. But that statement would apply across the board. We already understand how socialized medicine works, and we understand that people who are older and less important to the state are given the short shrift, and that there is essentially a process that basically says, well, we're just not going to help you. You're too old. You're going to die anyway, so why should we spend this public money on this? And I understand all of the problems that he's pointing out there about the socialized system, but that's not an argument to prevent people from getting the help that they need right now. It's not. And besides, we're talking about a free market in general, the idea of moving toward a free marketplace. I understand that the government is moving in a certain direction, but whether the government moves towards socialized medicine or not should have no bearing on whether or not an individual has the ability to choose what to do with his or her life.
I agree.
He says, by passing legislation that allows individuals to kill themselves under the current healthcare system, you're merely fixing a broken window on the Titanic. No, I'm being compassionate about people who are hurting. Number five, he says, the Declaration of Independence states that everyone is endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I am very interested in how he's going to use the Declaration of Independence to talk about how people don't have the right to end their life if they wish.
These doctrines are equally spoken of in this document, yet you place liberty above life by allowing individuals to kill themselves.
No. Liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness are all one thing. It's the same thing. It's just placed in, you know, the period before you do it, the period after you do it, or what you're doing right now. So my life, I have to have liberty when it comes to my life,
mm-hmm.
because if I am forced to keep my life, I don't have liberty.
It's not your life, then.
It's his life.
Right.
He gets
right.
to decide.
If you get to decide, is it Richard?
Richard,
if you get to decide whether or not I keep my life, then it's not mine to decide on anymore.
So you don't have your life, and you don't have liberty, of course, in that game.
Sorry. You can't have it that way.
He says, it's the government's job to protect every human life. Oh, really? Did he learn that from listening to George Bush or Barack Obama? Because I know they say that over and over again, but it's actually really not the government's job to do that. In fact, the Supreme Court has said it over and over again. The government has no obligation to do anything for you.
Richard, here's where you got to be careful what you wish for, because you might get it. And, you know, the biggest curse that you can give one is, I hope you get everything that you want. I hope the government protects your life, Richard, because that's the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. I know that eating cheeseburgers not so great for my health. However, I like the taste of a good cheeseburger. That's going to end my life shortly, in a shorter fashion. Richard, you like the idea of your life without cheeseburgers? How about smoking? 20% of Americans do that. Are you one of them, Richard? Candy bars, ice cream, skydiving, scuba diving. You pick the things that you like in this world, Richard, and the chances are good they'll kill you.
And there's also a good chance some government bureaucrat's going to try to tell you you can't do that at some point in the future with all of those above things. There's a little more to what Richard has to say, and we'll get back to that. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.